The world is waiting for a formal answer from Iran about resuming talks on its nuclear program. The U.S. says Iran must suspend nuclear enrichment during any talks. News analyst Daniel Shore has been following the negotiations, and he says the fact that there was a new offer at all from the U.S. and European powers to Iran is the product of some tricky diplomacy.
The six-power package of incentives that's received a cautiously favorable reaction from Iran is due in no small measure to a warming of relations between Russia and the United States. These relations had reached a low point a month ago with a speech by Vice President Dick Cheney to former Soviet satellites in Vilnius, Lithuania, criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin for restricting the rights of his citizens. There followed a private meeting in a New York hotel at which Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice traded barbs with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. At that point, the prospect for Russia signing on to a proposal to Iran and possible sanctions looked bleak. Then something changed. As the June 1st Vienna meeting of the six major powers approached, prepared to vote on a package of incentives to be offered to Iran, President Bush made a telephone call to President Putin, urging him to go along with a last-ditch effort to get Iran to give up or at least suspend its uranium enrichment program. On the diplomatic level, intensive work started on a compromise with Russia that would produce a package unanimously supported by the six governments. There was an unusual example of foreign policy outsourcing when former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was brought into the picture to help patch up American-Russian relations. In an op-ed page article in the Washington Post, Kissinger said that Russia had advanced the one hopeful scheme to overcome the deadlock with Iran. That was presumably the idea of processing uranium for Iran on Russian soil. Then Dr. Kissinger flew to Moscow and yesterday made an appearance with Putin at the president's country dacha. The atmosphere had changed considerably. Putin spoke warmly of possibilities for cooperation with the United States. Dr. Kissinger said, "I'm leaving Russia with a very positive feeling." Putin said that while the two countries could differ on occasion, we generally understand each other. From Cheney to Kissinger, it had been an arduous road. Much of it was traversed in quiet diplomacy, presumably in order not to arouse the conservatives critical of Russia and its rollback of democracy. But without Russia and the United States playing from the same sheet of music, it is unlikely that the start on negotiation with Iran would have been achieved. This is Daniel Shore.